District meeting. It is Thursday, April 10th. For the record, we are starting the meeting at 9:08. So I'll call this meeting to order. And the first thing I will do is open it up for public comment. And we have no one here today for public comment by the looks of it. So we'll go ahead and move on to board announcements. And I will turn it over to my right, Jane, down at the end there.
Nothing.
Board announcements.
I just wanted to wish Roger Anderson a speedy recovery, and I speak on behalf of everybody that knows him and has worked with him for all these many years.
Alex, any announcements? Nick?
None today.
Okay. John Myers? None. Karen? Joan?
Good morning. I have a few announcements. Thank you. First of all, to the producers of the Emergency Vehicle Car Show that's coming up this weekend. About a year and a half ago, they recognized that the 50th anniversary of Morro Bay was coming, and they sourced a replica 1964 patrol car, and they restored it with their own private funding. And there is a replica of a 1964 Morro Bay patrol car with the bubble lights that is going to be unveiled at the Emergency Vehicle Car Show this weekend. And we expect crowds of people to come down with their kids and their excitement and look at the new patrol vehicle or replica patrol vehicle. According along for a free trolley visit of all of our parks, with information about our parks, do not be afraid of the bike ride. We will stop and take breaks. If you have not been on a bicycle in a while, you know what they say. It's like riding a bike. It will come back to you. If you have to stop, we will not leave you behind. We will make sure that we keep people with you. And it is going to be a gentle rolling ride. Put your sunscreen on, wear your bike helmet, and bring some water. And we look forward to seeing you out there. We have a limited edition Morro Bay 50th t-shirt that's coming out special for the bike ride. It is fantastic. And there will only be 100 of those available, and the proceeds benefit Central Coast Women for Fisheries. And finally, about the 50th, mark your calendar, save the date. Everybody got your pen out? Thursday, July 17th is the Morro Bay Founders Day Community Picnic at Tidelands Park. It's a free picnic. We encourage you to BYOPB, bring your own, not peanut butter, but picnic basket, and come on down and celebrate with us. There's going to be a DJ playing all of the greatest top 1,000 hits of 1964. What could be better? And also, there will likely be bounce houses and lots of activities for the kids and families, and just a great community celebration with cupcakes and an ice cream social. So we look forward to seeing you at Tidelands Park with your own picnic basket for cupcakes and ice cream. Thank you.
Sounds like fun. Okay, I have two announcements as well. I'd like to introduce Brent Haugen, our new director of tourism, is here today with us. He's a stakeholders meeting today here at the Vets Hall at 10 a.m., and we welcome it. It is open to all stakeholders and basically to the entire public, so we welcome you to come and see what we've done. Basically, we're going to review a little bit of what we've done and what we're doing in the future, so we welcome everybody to come out and give your feedback. This is always the time to come and see and ask questions and find out what we're doing here at the Bureau. So if you don't have it, please come down 10 o'clock here at the Vets Hall. We'll go ahead and move on then to approval of the minutes. Hopefully everybody had an opportunity. And remember, this is the BID meeting. We did not have our January BID meeting. So these minutes that we're looking at are from October 10th. I would hope the board has had an opportunity to look at those, and I'll be looking for a motion to approve.
So moved.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. None. Motion carries. So the minutes are approved. We will now move on to request to the city to allow the continued operation of the district and its activities. As you all remember, that we have to renew our district. Our business improvement district has to be renewed annually. It is the responsibility of this board to renew that and go to the city council and let them know that we do want to renew this. So I'll be looking for a motion that we continue that.
So moved.
So moved.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion?
I have a discussion.
Okay.
James. I was asked by a hotelier just to put this on the record, and that is that many hoteliers are looking.
I think that's a very good discussion point. I think we do have sustainable funding that we'll be addressing at the stakeholders meeting later this afternoon. And we will kind of get into a bigger, broader discussion regarding all of that. For me, my two cents to that discussion would be is sustainable funding isn't here yet. And we don't know if that's going to happen. So we need to still move forward as a bureau and keep, you know, in they interact, but they're not replaceable one of the other. Or maybe that is where we'll want to go down the line, but I would hope not. But, you know, right now we have to kind of look at what we currently have in place and what we're doing now. Obviously, if sustainable funding comes down the road, then I think, you know, we will have to look at how it affects the BID. So any further discussion before I poll for a vote? Okay. Seeing none, I'll go ahead and we had a motion on the table. We discussed. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None. Okay. So motion carries. So we will reach out to City Council and go ahead and make sure that gets on City Council's agenda that we want to continue the BID. Moving on to the next, we'll have the quarterly TOT report. I'll turn that over to John Myers, Mr. Treasurer.
Okay. Since we'll be talking about these things twice today, it will be greatly abbreviated at this presentation right now. Is that better?
Okay.
I knew it.
Yes. I think everybody got a copy of the February TOT report just a couple of days ago. February was quite a good month. It was up 17% compared to the year before of last year. We would come in up about 8% at about $24.2 million. If we keep the run rate at increase of 10%, we would come in at $24.5 million lodging revenue. And if we're fortunate enough to come in at the 12% we're currently running at, we would actually break $25 million in revenue for the year for the lodging industry in Morro Bay, which I think would be a huge benchmark. Secondly, I'd like to just to say that our three weakest months, December, January, and February, we have never hit $1 million worth of revenue in any one of those months. This year, we hit $1 million worth of revenue in all three of those months. So it's something seems to be doing well. So anyway, I just believe the TOT reported that. It's nothing but good news at this point.
Thank you, John. Very exciting. And thank you, hotel operators, for keeping those revenues up. We will move on to the financial report, which I'll turn it back over to Mr. Myers.
Okay. What I really wanted to just focus on is the budget at this part of our discussion, because I think the function of the TBID is one of its primary responsibilities is oversight of the budget, and it's controlled here. The budget subcommittee, which is Joan, Iron Chef, Nick, and I, met and have approved this to this extent, the budget which you have received. Again, it's in a different format. I tried to get this all into one page so it would be a little bit easier to understand as they are for 2014, which basically then comes up with a surplus in our budget of $73,900. That's that on the revenue side, the we anticipated that we would receive our visitor center funding and the regional marketing funding for next year as we received this year, and the revenues were projected to grow by 10%. So the increase in cash that this reflects, the $73,900, is roughly equivalent to the increase in the assessment funds that we'll receive next year. We agreed as a budget subcommittee to leave it that way until the board talked about this a little bit more, because you know, the idea was put out at the last meeting that we might want to set up a financial reserve for sustainable funding, which would be used to help level out our spending during the first year or two of sustainable funding, if, in fact, that is implemented. If it's not implemented, then this money would go back into the budget towards the second half of 2015 and be spent in the 2015 year. At this point, I'd just like to say, are there any, you know, maybe address questions that anybody might have about the budget as presented?
John, did we discuss last year to keep some reserve? Is this $74,000 cover the reserve too, or is it, the reserve is addition to this?
Yeah, there's actually two reserves.
I think the only question I have is, it looks like you've got a notation of a 12% increase under staff for tax and comp. Did you increase all the way through at approximately 12%? I didn't have a chance to go through this yesterday, so I haven't really. I'm looking at the budget versus actual versus budget, profit and loss, and then this year's budget. And like Bureau directed expense in this year's upcoming year is 213.3, and last year it was 195.7. Is that approximately another 12% increase in?
No, the 12% was, we had budgeted payroll tax last year at 10% and workman's comp at 8%.
Okay.
So I just bumped both, we were coming in higher than that.
Okay.
So I just bumped both of those to 12% flat. So
I see.
12% only increase only reflects on those two items.
Okay.
Any other changes would be more reflective of kind of guessing where we're going to come out for the full year this year. You know, annualizing numbers and maybe making a couple of minor adjustments based on things we know that are coming down the road.
Okay.
Let me just say, with the $73,000 that's down there as well, we were not making any assumptions for any of the hoteliers. What we're looking for later today, you'll see, is feedback from them. But we do feel that depending on the direction that the hoteliers want to go, we want to make sure we have a little bit of a more conservative approach to being able to handle that. And
another question.
No, well, I just want to, just a comment, just to throw it out there that this is for the 2014-15 budget, which starts in July. And the other thing is that there's the assumption that we're going to get $100,000 to run the visitor center and the $116,000 for regional marketing from the city. So those aren't in concrete yet, but right. We're assuming that those numbers are going to come.
It is important, though, that we have this budget to go to present to council. We go before council in May and present them with a budget, requesting that $116,000 and that $100,000. So I think, thank you, Budget Committee, because we need to have a budget to present to them to move all of this forward. But thank you, Nick. It is contingent upon that. Jane, I know you've got a question.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you so much. That's a lot of work. I just wanted to ask you, can we put a reserve account in there and then cash so that we're always getting 10% at least in a reserve? That's a prudent business practice to have a reserve account no matter what. So instead of calling it cash, can we call it reserve?
Yeah, absolutely. And
I was just going to ask if that's okay. I would feel much more comfortable with it being reserved for many, many reasons.
There's a couple of thoughts. One, to specifically, Jane, your point, is for the current fiscal year, we have a $30,000 reserve, and that $30,000 will be in existence at the end of this year. So in April. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't even know what month it is. I don't know. Okay, well, I guess what we're going to have to do is approve a budget at our next meeting so we can take that to council. The idea being you've got 30 days to look it over, we'll make any changes we need to make in there. as part of that, I think would be bringing up Jane's point again, is what do we want to target as what our financial reserve should be? Is it $30,000? Is it $50,000? Is it 1 month's operating expense? So I think at our next discussion, if we could talk about what our reserve level target should be, we could establish that and put that into the budget as well, formalize that in the budget.
Well, like I said, in businesses that I've worked at and in nonprofit, 10% is pretty normal. And I would just feel very comfortable if we did. I know that we'll, if we still have that $30,000, we'll roll that over into that for the next year, no problem. I would feel very much more comfortable showing a reserve, okay, of 10%, which will always be massaged. And then if you want to put a next category of cash, that's fine. I just think that there are reasons to have a 10% reserve and stated as such.
So since I'm on the budget subcommittee, I just want to be clear because I'm making notes. So you're looking for a standing 10% reserve that stands regularly, and then you're looking for additional
increasing CA, that would be instead of $73,000, it would be 10%, so it would be $3,900. So if I was looking at a company that was flush, I would look at the reserves as an asset, think it's a prudent operating business, and then say, oh, they have a slush of $3,900, which maybe they could put towards the visitor center. But if, you know, and that's a choice. But I think that it's very prudent to do reserve.
So I want to be clear on one other thing. When you say a 10% reserve, you don't mean 10% of the total operating budget. You're talking about 10% of the assessment funds. Because
10% of TBID.
Of TBID, yeah, assessment funds. It. Okay, I need to be clear on that as well.
Yeah, and that's all.
The other thing I want to make clear to the board is that the three of us had a pretty in-depth discussion that we weren't looking for a real approval of this. And one of the reasons why is because Brent was starting on Monday, and we really, really want him to dive into the budget and tell us what he's looking for and give us some guidelines on what his idea and his marketing goals are. And that may make this a little bit more fluid as it comes back to you this month.
No, I think that's real important. So this today, just as Joan's saying, and I'll just reiterate, it's for us to review any comments, suggestions, and I agree with you, Jane. I think reserve is much better. I like that way of it looking. I think, too, if anybody has any additional stuff as you go home, because I know we've only had a day or so to look through this. If you've got some questions, send them to the budget subcommittee or send them to Brent, and he can get them to the budget. Your budget subcommittee is Nick, Joan, and Nick. Did I say John? I was looking at, yeah, I was looking at John and saying, so look it over. I'm not looking for approval today. Any other further discussion before I move off this topic into the next agenda item? Nope. Okay. Moving forward, we'll now have a discussion of a board retreat, including date selection. I'm going to turn this over to Brent. This was requested at his to be on this agenda.
Yes, thank you, Michelle. I was looking at some potential dates for a board retreat, and I feel like it would be very wise for us to go through and talk about some of the issues and some of the, you know, talking about the marketing, talking about the sustainable funding. We do need to be talking about revenues and maybe some alternative revenues. Results of the listening sessions that I'm doing with the lodging community on where they want to see sales done as far as like reaching out to different groups. So I think it's a really would be a great time for all of us to meet. The suggestion is to do a half-day retreat from about 9 until 2 at the bureau office. You know, Michelle and I had talked a little bit earlier and looked at, you know, a potential, you know, looking at the end of May, because we do want to try to do have a board retreat before the summer season like hits. And so the week of May 26th, we end up hitting Memorial Day and Art in the Park, which is Memorial Day is on the 26th. And then, so my suggestion might be is that we look at the week of May 19th. But I know that, I believe that hits the next board meeting, correct? Or the next... So, I mean, for lodging, I know sometimes earlier in the week can be better than...
Because as of the 24th, I'll be gone for a while.
Okay. The only thing I have is on a Monday is a little tough for me. Because you come in off a weekend.
Why don't we stick with Thursday?
Yeah, I know for this board, and I know, Brent, you're kind of new. For this board, Thursdays, we all kind of X Thursdays out of our calendar a little bit because we know bureau meetings are Thursdays. So I don't know how people would feel about Thursday the 22nd. That is the weekend right before Memorial Day. But if we did it Thursday,
That's fine.
I could do Thursday the 22nd.
Jane, does that work in your schedule? I know that you have a pretty hefty schedule, you know, running your business and et cetera.
I know you're trying to make points early.
I am.
I have a question. Who's facilitating this meeting?
I would actually be serving as facilitator, and Peter would also be assisting with that.
And the other thing is, I think what really works good in meetings where there's not a professional facilitator in a sense of hiring an outside company, that they're shorter meetings, like from 9 to 12, and you do it for a couple of weeks because you go through things in the beginning, then you digest it, then you bring it back, and sometimes you have homework. I don't know about the other meetings you've done. But that date is fine with me.
Okay.
But again, it's 3 hours is my max attention span as I got over 60. Yes, I'm over 60 years old, so I would not be in favor of anything that lasted longer than 3 hours.
I will tell you, Jane, when facilitating other...
Because I can't really do that anymore.
Oh, Jane, I see you walking every day.
Well, stop for you. I just announced that.
So maybe we can actually just go down the line. So, Alex, does obviously that date and time would work for you?
I think May 22nd is perfect.
Okay.
Because that week is just before the holiday, and if you go any time later than that, it's summertime. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Nick, how about for you?
That works okay. Actually, the Tuesday of that week would be better for me if that pulls any weight, but I don't know how anybody else's schedule goes. That date, May 22nd, is very unique in the calendar for me, so I probably, if we could do it some other day, would be ideal, but I could do it that day.
Is it your anniversary?
No.
I could do Tuesday or Thursday. I do not have payroll that Tuesday, so I could do Tuesday or Thursday if you want to go back to Jane and Alex and ask them about Tuesday. Jane, can't do Tuesday. Alex?
I have to make some arrangement.
But so Thursday's better?
Yeah, Thursday is my preferred.
Okay. Joan, spot's on you.
You set it. You set the time parameter. And that week I will show up other than a Wednesday.
Okay.
Thursday works better than Tuesday.
Okay.
Saturday the 20th or Saturday the 22nd?
So it looks like consensus is probably Thursday.
Right.
So sorry, Iron Chef Nick. Yeah.
Nick, if you know, if it's kind of a time constraint too, we can definitely.
Okay. So we have Thursday, May 22nd. Everybody mark your calendars. Brent will get out more specific information of times, and we already know it's at the bureau office, which thank you. Nobody likes to go too far from their place of business. So. Okay, so any further, nothing else on that? Looks like we will move on to declaration of future agenda items. Does anybody have any declaration of future agenda items, Jane?
Elections.
Elections.
We do need to address some technology issues.
That probably will go through the bureau.
Okay.
So. Yep, this will be BID. So okay. I know we'll also have, I don't think there's anything else.
So we'll do a BID meeting in May.
July.
No, we have to do one
have
in May.
To do it in May.
For budget.
We have to do one in May to approve the budget.
That's right.
That the BID will be providing to the city.
Okay.
So it should be on the agenda, also the budget.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
it'll be a budget-only meeting.
Well, it'll be a budget and elections, itty-bitty meeting.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I just make sure it's budget and discussion of reserves.
Okay, any future agenda items for the BID? Okay, seeing none, I will look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, and then just a reminder, we will be back here at 10 a.m. So we've got about a 20-minute time frame, and we will be here back at 10 a.m.